3 and 83 slide American State Trials, 1918 Volume X, Leo Frank document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 351. Blood was spattered towards the dressing room. You know it was blood because Starn says he saw it was blood, and he saw that the Haskaline had been put over it. I'm going to read you this man's statement, too, unless I give out physically, about this Haskaline. It's the purest subterfuge that ever a man sought to palm off on an honest jury. Starnes tells you that he found more blood 50 feet nearer the elevator on a nail. Barrett, Christopher Columbus Barrett, if you will, discovered the hair that was identified, I believe, by Magnolia Kennedy Monday morning as soon as they began work, before anybody ever had time to write a reward. Barrett, who was not caught in a single lie. Barrett, who, though he works for the National Pencil Company, had the manhood to stand up. I trust him and put him up against this man Holloway, who says that Jim Connolly was his nigger. This man Holloway made a statement to me in my office when he didn't see the purpose and the import and the force of the suggestion that this elevator key, after the elevator box was locked, was always put in Frank's office. But when it became apparent that too many people saw this man Frank Sunday morning go there and turn the lever in the power box without going to his office to get the key, then it was that this man Holloway, who we put up and for whose veracity we vouched and who betrayed us and entrapped us, after he saw the force of the suggestion, after he had told us that always, without exception, he had locked this elevator box himself and put the key in Frank's office, threw us down. By his own affidavit, as read in your presence here, made at a time when he didn't see the importance of the proposition, he changed his evidence and perjured himself either to have this jury acquit this guilty defendant, his boss and employer, or to get the reward for the conviction of this nigger, Jim Connolly. Contrast him with Barrett. Barrett, the man who discovered the hair on his machine early in the morning and whose attention was called to this blood there by the dressing room.